Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Amelian. Every year at Halloween, I have the same guest on, and that is my good friend, Penn Township Police Chief John Otto, because I love talking to him about Halloween safety and all the great stuff that's happening in Penn Township. So, Chief Otto, thank you very much for joining us today.
Good morning, Jen. You're very welcome. How are you today?
We're doing fine over here at WHJB and excited to have you on the show. I can't believe Halloween is this week, and I'm sure you're preparing for that. I also want to talk a little bit about what else is happening in Penn Township, but we'll start with Halloween. And, you know, we always talk about how important it is that parents and their kids really sit down and have a talk before the kids go out trick-or-treating. Why don't you tell us why you think that's so important?
Well, Jen, I'll tell you, Halloween has such an opportunity to be a great night for parents and for kids and to make memories. We all remember the housing plans that we trick-or-treated in and where we went to, who we were with. And, you know, decades later, we talk about the candy that certain people would hand out. So it certainly has the potential to be a great night, and we want to keep it that way. So we certainly, yes, we want parents to engage in that conversation with their children, and regardless of what age they are, to be honest with you, an age-appropriate conversation, just to make sure that everybody's on the same page, we have a common understanding, we're gonna certainly, you know, try to have fun and be careful and make this a memorable night.
Yes, for sure. I think it's interesting the use of technology devices now and how you can keep track of your kids. So we personally use Life 360. So I can drop that iPod or that cell phone into the kids' backpacks and I know where they are all day. And I guess you can do that at Halloween too. Have you seen a lot of that implementation with technology?
I think we are beginning to see that. Yes, there are many options out there as far as, you know, locating or having an understanding of where your children are, or at least where the device is that you're tracking is. Certainly there are ways, you know, to avoid that if you're a child, but, you know, we are seeing the use of technology when it comes to that. Yes. And it's good, but to be fair, it's not a substitute, you know, for being with your children if their age determines that you should be with them, or at least having an understanding of where your older children are, so that if something should happen, you know, you at least have an idea of where to begin looking or who to go look for and where they may be.
You know, you told me once when we were talking about Halloween safety, how important it is to go out with your kids maybe about 2 weeks before Halloween, or at this point, since we're just days away, go out today or tomorrow and take a walk with your child and let them sort of lead and let them really either make mistakes or prove to you that they're ready to go out trick-or-treating by themselves, right? And you know this by the fact that maybe they look both ways before they cross. Maybe they warn you to look both ways before they cross. Maybe they tell you they don't want to go down a certain way because it's too dark. And all of that sort of data gathering, right? And your observations of your child is going to tell you whether they are ready to go on their own. Now, you have two children of your own. I'm sure they bugged you for years. Dad, can we go on our own? Can we go on our own? How do you make that decision?
Well, you do have to observe and know your children. Are they ready for this? Do they think, you know, how far ahead do they think? Are they thinking about running across the street in order to get as much candy as possible? Or are they thinking about walking next door up one side of the street and then coming down the other side of the street so that they, you know, cross the street as fewest amount of times as possible? Are they talking to you about, you know, steps and whether or not something might be slippery or whether or not a house looks like a house that you want to go to? Are they engaging and participating in this conversation about having fun and being safe and understanding that we can do both? And that is our preference, is that certainly we want to think about safety. We want to pre-plan safety. In today's day and age, I believe we always have to be pre-planning safety. And this is just one of those opportunities where we can teach our children the importance of thinking ahead, being ahead, and understanding what safety looks like.
For sure. I think the other thing is, it's just some basics, right? And making sure that if your kids have some kind of mask on, that it's not obstructing their vision. Because as much as we hope that cars are looking out for them, don't you think we're just as responsible for looking out for cars?
Absolutely. When we talk about kids, think about when you were a child, how excited you were. And I'm talking about young children, right? Under the age of 10 or so, how excited you were for this night. And you're like the Tasmanian devil that mom and dad just kind of cut the string and off you went, and you went to get as much candy as fast as you went to. And that's not an environment that's very conducive for safety, unfortunately. All right, so we do want to do some things that make this evening as safe as possible when we're talking about children that are young, and little things along the lines of safety, costumes, you know, like you said, they fit correctly. You can see out of the masks. They're bright, they're reflective, they allow you to see out, they allow other people to see you. Now, what's the big deal if you can't see out of a mask? It might not be the car that's coming at you with the headlights. It might be the steps that you don't see. It may be trip down the steps or trip over a Halloween decoration or a planter, something along those lines, that when you're excited, you're just anxious to get going, and something as simple as not being able to see out of your mask, you know, could cause you some stitches or a fall or something along those lines. And that's just not what we want to do on Halloween night. We want to trick or treat. We want to have fun. We want to be out with our friends, and we want to come home with mom and dad and settle in and progress with the rest of the night.
It's interesting why Halloween can be dangerous for kids really has even nothing to do with them. There's a lot of talk about drinking and driving on Halloween. And how, you know, that's a big party night, right? Whether it's a weekend or a weekday, maybe older adults go out, even young adults go out and decide to go to a Halloween party, and then they drink and drive. Tell me about drinking and driving. Have you seen a decrease with awareness, or is it still very, very prevalent, regardless of whether it's on Halloween or not?
I believe that driving under the influence is as popular now than it has ever been. Think back to your days when you were a child. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, you know, your parents consuming alcohol on Halloween evening? Do you remember the parties and the activities that we see now? And again, I'm not opposed to parties and activities where adults consume alcohol and have fun. Where I get concerned is when you get behind the wheel of a car and maybe you go to a pre-Halloween party and you stick around for an extra beer or two and you leave, and now you're in a hurry to get home, and maybe trick-or-treat has started and it's beginning to get dark, and you know, you pile two, three, four aggravating circumstances together and the tragedy occurs. And nobody intended the tragedy to occur, but it did. And now you're dealing with another human being, you know, particularly a child that is seriously injured. And that's just not what we want Halloween, to be about. So no, if you're an adult, if of age, and you're going to participate in those type of activities, by all means, have fun, but, you know, be responsible as well.
Yeah, I was looking at some National Highway Transportation Safety Administration data, and they're saying that drunk driving accidents are three times more likely to occur on Halloween than they are on New Year's Eve. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
And tell me what your take is on that.
Well, I think, you know, New Year's Eve is one of those holidays that we've established that drinking and driving is not a good idea. Right. Everybody expects the police to be out. Everybody expects more enforcement. Maybe you're in a group where you have an opportunity for a designated driver, and you plan and you prepare for New Year's Eve. I don't know that Halloween is that holiday yet. It's one of those holidays that just tends to sneak under the radar when it comes to drinking and driving. And when those type of things happen, it's never good.
I totally agree with what you're saying. I think on New Year's Eve, there's almost a plan, right? When you're when you're making plans for New Year's Eve, you've thought ahead. You figured out where you're sleeping, how you're getting home, or, you know, even if you're staying home, whatever it is. But I think you're right. I think on Halloween, there's no intention to injure people, no intention, but there's not a plan to stay sober, have a designated driver, or just stay home. And you know, what's interesting, especially because this year, Halloween on a Tuesday, Halloween is actually more dangerous when it falls on a weekday. I guess the Auto Insurance Association has 24 years worth of data from that National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And they are saying that the number of fatal road accidents involving children jumped from 10 to 18. So 18 times on Halloween on a weeknight, you know, 18 times higher than on a weekend. And again, that could be the planning thing, right? Well, I don't have any plans for Halloween. It's a Tuesday. I'm just going to go out and have a couple of drinks. And then you drive home. And they're saying that 7 to 9 p.m. period is really dangerous. Even the 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. time slot is, you know, can be dangerous. And about 70% of those deaths happen away from the crosswalk or intersection. So it's the middle of the road that these are happening and people are driving. So you guys, you're out, I would imagine, in full force on Halloween, right?
Yeah, we will be out, as well as, you know, the fire departments, the ambulance crew, our EMA folks. And to be honest, it's what we like to do is have the emergency vehicles throughout the township. Penn Township is 32 square miles, so it is a big area. We have lots of individual housing plans, so we have a lot of area to cover, which is why we ask for help from our fire and EMS and EMA personnel. But, you know, just to be in those housing plans with the emergency lights flashing, just to remind folks that it is Halloween and there are children that are crossing the street. Because, you know, as an adult, if you don't have children, or if life is moving at the speed of light right now, sometimes we forget. Sometimes, you know, Halloween is a child's time of year and not an adult's time of year. And, you know, it's dark, we're in a hurry to get home, we forget the children are out crossing the streets, and those accidents can happen like that. So we ask our partners in the EMA, emergency management, police, fire, EMS, to be out, to be visible, to jog somebody's memory that this is Halloween, there are kids crossing the street, and please be safe.
You have to partner with EMS that night for sure. Another research, you know, testing and what they show is the biggest spike in ER visits on Halloween comes from the anaphylactic peanut and tree allergies, right? So these kids are going out, you know, trick-or-treating for Halloween, and then, you know, they're eating maybe something that they don't even know has nuts in it. And they, you know, that's responsible for about 30,000 ER visits every year. So having EMS out and ready to roll is probably really important. Now, I'm not suggesting that you've actually heard of that, but I think you do value your emergency management folks out there with you, your EMS and frontline paramedics, and certainly EMTs.
They are certainly welcome partners to us. They do a lot for us. A lot of them are volunteers, and they certainly are part of the team when it comes to public safety in Penn Township. That leads us to, you know, the parental role in this, how this night Halloween, and we like to see parents inspect the candy, particularly of younger kids. You know, I'm sure shortly you're going to see social media posts about, you know, the dangers that can be hidden in candy. And certainly you want to pay attention to those types of things and be alert for them. But even something as simple as, you know, candy that was torn open and maybe is stale that you don't want to eat. Something as simple as, are there nuts in this particular piece of candy that my child cannot consume nuts? You know, we don't want to end up in the emergency room or in the hospital on Halloween evening, regardless of what the reason is. So as a parent, you know, inspect the candy with your children and tell them what you're looking for. You're looking for something that's stale. You're looking for something that has nuts. You're looking for something that you're allergic to. for any reason that you can't eat this candy, because we want you to have fun. We want you to eat as much candy as you can before you get sick, and then go to bed and wake up tomorrow and be in a good mood and be able to talk about this Halloween, you know, with your friends and with your family, and make memories that you're able to share for a long, long time.
Penn Township Police Chief John Otto is on the line today talking to us about Halloween safety. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm here with a good friend of mine, Penn Township Police Chief John Otto. He's talking to us about Halloween safety. John, I got to jog your memory here. I want to know one or two of your most memorable Halloweens and why they were so memorable.
Well, Jen, I'll tell you, I grew up in Harrison Park, which was a great place to grow up, to be quite honest with you. Here within Penn Township, it's the Penn Trafford School District. It was a housing plan where you knew everyone. There had to be hundreds of houses, but you knew everyone. And most of the folks in Penn Township either had children or their children were a little bit older and moved on. But, you know, the memories of the friends that we had in Harrison Park, you know, and it didn't matter if somebody was 3 to 5 years older than you or 3 to 5 years younger than you. Everybody knew everybody, and you knew where they lived and you knew how to cut through their yards. But when it came to Halloween, what was really fun was, you know, grabbing that pillowcase off of your bed, getting out of the house, you know, how far soon before Halloween started could you get moving in order to maximize the amount of candy that you got? And then at the end of the night, you know, how late could you stick out before people wouldn't answer the phone and just get as much candy as you could? You knew what houses were going to give you certain pieces of candy or drinks or candy apples or popcorn balls. And, you know, when you think back, that trick-or-treating may have only been, you know, a 5, 8, 10-year period of your life. The memories that you can share with your friends, particularly nowadays on social media sites, where Harrison Park has, you know, a Facebook page where anybody that grew up in Harrison Park, we share our memories. You know, we share the good times that we had growing up in the Penn Trafford area, the Penn Township community, you know, specifically Harrison Park. We all have those, whether it's Sunrise or Cortina Marie or Penn Highlands. You know, it's great to be a part of that small little housing plan where everybody knew everyone, everything, and memories were made.
Sounds amazing. I have to say, I think one of my most memorable Halloweens, I remember probably about 6 or 7 years old, and I wanted to dress up like a Cabbage Patch doll. And so, you know, the plastic costumes that come. And it was pretty cute, and I had the Cabbage Patch doll mask, but my mom made me wear a big winter coat underneath it. Did your mom make you do that too? Like your cool costume suddenly becomes not cool because you have to stay warm.
No, I'll be honest with you, Jen. I was, you know, I had two older sisters, so I was the baby and I was the only boy. So by the time I got to be trick-or-treating, my mom, I think, was just glad to get rid of me for a couple hours and get me out of the house. But the costumes for sure have changed, right? When we were kids, we had these gowns with the plastic mask that you couldn't breathe, you couldn't see. But now when these kids come to your house, the costumes are so cool. Like, they're so good. They're so realistic. The kids look beautiful in them. You know, a lot has changed in the 45, 50 years, you know, since I trick-or-treated. But the kids certainly seem to have fun with it, and we certainly enjoy, you know, having them come past the house.
It is. And, you know, we talked a lot today about safety. Just going to review a few things before we talk a little bit more about Penn Township. In terms of walking safety, we know that this can be a dangerous holiday for many children. So making sure that they're crossing at the street corners, obeying the traffic signals and crosswalks are very, very important. Looking left and right before you cross. Really putting those electronic devices down, right? Not watching your cell phone and instead paying attention to crossing the street, making eye contact with drivers before you cross in front of them, sticking to the sidewalks or paths as much as possible, and watch for cars that are turning or backing up. This is important to teach kids not to dart out into the street. And, you know, we just talked about the costumes, and of course they can be creative, but they also need to be safe. And making sure there's reflective tape on them or reflective stickers, choosing light colors, all of those things are important. And then face paint instead of those big plastic masks that you can't see out of that obstruct a child's vision is really important. Carrying the flashlight, carrying the glow sticks can all be part of the experience and really fun for the kids. And then, of course, we talked about drivers themselves and making sure that they really slow down and really pay attention. I know in Penn Township, you said you partner even with the fire department, right? You have those guys out just reminding people it's Halloween.
Exactly. We want as many folks as we can out there on the streets in our community. It's a big area. And we just want to remind folks that it may have slipped their mind. Today is the night that kids will be out on the streets, crossing the streets, interacting, you know, in our housing plans.
So, John, we've talked a lot about Halloween safety. I hope everyone has a fantastic Halloween. Now I want to switch gears over to Penn Township and the police department. So for people who don't know a lot about the police department, why don't you tell us about how many officers you have and some unique attributes of your department?
We are a 21-member full-time police department. We're accredited through the Pennsylvania Chiefs of Police Association, and we are proud of the fact that we have established priorities within Penn Township that we believe are consistent with the values of our constituents. We've identified, you know, our schools and our kids within our schools as a priority. We spend a lot of time in our schools, at our bus stops, at events at our schools to make sure that we're visible and our kids are safe. We also understand that our housing plans, right, our homes and our properties are a priority. We want to be enforcing the speed limit within those housing plans, along with our primary and secondary roads. But we spend a lot of time in the housing plans enforcing the speed limit and watching the stop signs so that kids, particularly riding their bikes or folks taking a walk or walking the dogs, they remain safe. We certainly want to affect the supply and availability of drugs to our community. You can tell, you turn on the evening news, you know, you pay attention, and certainly the drug culture is changing.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be active in investigations. We want to partner with other police agencies, the Attorney General's Office, the Pennsylvania State Police. We're active with the District Attorney's Office in Westmoreland County here. And we want to have our thumb on the drug culture here within Penn Township. We also understand that our businesses, you know, we'd like to keep in touch with our businesses. We're active in being able to contact them. We like to be out on the road. We like to be engaged in our community. We like to be part of the community. And I think we're doing a pretty good job of that. We could certainly pivot when, you know, times require that we pivot. But we like to be solid in our patrol and our policing functions. We believe that in order to keep our community safe, we must police. Mm-hmm. And that involves stopping cars. That involves making arrests, that involves being engaged and active with our community. And we try to triangulate this from as many different angles as we can so that folks in Penn Township understand that this is a great place to live. And part of the reason that it's a great place to live, part of the reason that it's a great place to live is because it is safe. And we do police and we like to keep our folks safe. There are a lot of other reasons why Penn Township and Penn Trafford is a great place to live, but we like to believe that we have a role in that as well.
Absolutely. How have you seen Penn Township change? You've been there your whole life. So how have you seen it develop and change?
It has certainly, look, I believe, personally, I believe in growth, right? I believe that we should be growing. I believe that our growth should be controlled. I believe that our growth should be strategic. And I believe that has happened, right? Not everybody likes to see housing plans and new streets. And I certainly understand that. But as somebody that has lived here my entire life, I also understand that it's important that we recognize the times that we're in and where we're at in life and the need to grow. Certainly, a lot of housing plans have come in. Some different businesses have come in that now we have an opportunity to spend money in Penn Township. If you want to go out to eat somewhere, or if you want to do some shopping or groceries, our schools have changed. We have a lot of different groups, a lot of different sports, a lot of different activities, a lot of different ways for your child to be active within school, out of school. And we all know that when kids are active and engaged and come home tired and hungry and dirty, that they're less likely to get into trouble and they're more likely to be successful in life. So, you know, we've seen significant changes here within Penn Township, and I think it's going to continue, and I hope that it continues, to be quite honest with you. But we like to see it done in a controlled and responsible manner, and I think we're heading in that direction.
Oh, my goodness. It's a wonderful community, a wonderful place to live, to work, to raise a family, for sure. I mean, I don't think you would have stayed there the whole time if it wasn't a great place to be. And now the development is in the horizon. I mean, that slip ramp looks like it's coming. I don't know a lot about it, but I think it is. Do we think now it is on the horizon?
Well, the information that I have is mm-hmm. it is on the horizon, mm-hmm. and things are starting to firm up and solidify. I don't believe the Turnpike has shared its, you know, final design plan or anything like that with Penn Township yet, but that will definitely, if that occurs, be a significant change for the folks here in Penn Township.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you'll be prepared for that change, I'm sure. I mean, look at how much the schools have grown too. And you have quite a presence in the schools as well.
We do. When I was promoted to chief of police, one of my commitments was to our schools, because I believe that, you know, we are not a business community. We are not an economic mecca. We are a bedroom community with really good schools and really good teachers and really good administrators. And people come here in part because they want their children to receive an excellent education. And as far as public education goes, Penn Trafford School District is second to none. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of good public school systems around us, and Penn Trafford, you know, meets or exceeds all of them. So certainly we want to be a part of that. We want our schools to be safe. We want our children to feel safe. So we spend a lot of time just on the daylights and the second shifts within our schools. In addition, we have a full DARE program in elementary schools, where our officers are engaging with elementary aged children. And we have school resource officers at the high school, where we're engaging with folks from 9 through 12, along with all of the teachers, you know, the custodians, the cafeteria staff, all of the people that make this system of public education work as well as it does here in Penn Trafford and Penn Township.
Wonderful. Well, Penn Township Police Chief John Otto was our guest today about Halloween safety. Happy Halloween to all of those of you out there who are listening to WHJB and Westmoreland Community Connections. Chief Otto, thanks for being on the show.
You're very welcome, Jen. I appreciate the opportunity, and happy Halloween to everybody out there.
If you have an idea for a guest on the show, remember to reach out to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. We'd love to hear from you. The show airs every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. Thanks again for listening. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy.